Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have heard of the fire last night in St. Michan's Church in Dublin that damaged a number of mummified remains. And you may have registered mild surprise that there are mummies in Dublin at all. So who were they? Rob Buchanan is a historian who runs the Dublin Time Machine history blog. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Sean. It's a conversation I never thought we'd have to have. Unfortunately, the nightmare scenario that happened yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is absolutely tragic. So the ones that were damaged, at least, were kind of were open. Who were those people, or is it known who those people were?
Okay, well, yes and no. See, the scenario is St. Michan's. There's actually two St. Michan's churches. We're talking about the Church of Ireland, St. Michan's, the very ancient one, which was actually founded in 1095. There was a Norse chapel on the site since then, and the current structure is there since 1686. It's a very famous church in itself. You know, it has the organ that Handel of Messiah was composed on. But beneath it, there's limestone vaults, and there's kind of unique preservative elements, in the atmosphere and in the ground there. And it makes the vaults dry and preservative. So we know that there's probably 80 mummies, or there was until yesterday, in various stages of preservation. And a few of those caskets had been opened. They weren't opened on purpose. They were opened over 100 years ago, just by collapsed. And these would be the five kind of main mummies that people would be very familiar with. There's an 800-year-old, which is called the Crusader. They call him that because for his stature, he was quite huge for his size. Also, his legs, I hate saying where now because we don't know the situation, but his legs were broken and crossed Crusader style. But we think that was probably more to do with his height, to just fit him into the coffin. He would be 800 years old. And then there is four other bodies there, two of them nuns and one of them called the Thief. They were 400 years old. And it seems that all five of those might have been destroyed by the fire and then the resultant heroic attempts by Dublin Fire Brigade to put it out, to save the rest of the church.
Yeah, and the one called the Thief, was that because one of them had a hand removed, or they all had a hand removed?
That is indeed, yeah. I think that was a bit of Dublin folklore that, you know, a lot of kids, speaking of hands, a lot of maybe lucky kids got to shake the Crusader's hand at one stage. I did before, quite terrified, with my own father, and then later on with my own husband. And now that part of Ireland is completely gone now. You know, that part of Dublin, that priceless, irreplaceable heritage seems to have been destroyed.
Yeah, and for people to have been mummified...
You see, it's not actually... So these will be natural mummies. These will be environmental mummies. So what happens is the bodies will have been interred in that crypt down there, and the unique kind of dry air and the limestone in the vaults and in the surrounding soil, it pulls all of the moisture out of the air, and so it arrests the decomposition process. So the kind of mummies that you get, we're talking about, they would you'd really need to see photographs of these, you know, beautiful specimens of preserved human remains. But now it's not even the first time, unfortunately, that this kind of man-made disaster has happened, because there was a huge attack in July of 1996. There were vandals that broke in and set fire. They actually smashed up 40 coffins and tipped the corpses out. It seems as if they were looking for, you know, valuables or something like that. And then in February of 2019, a disturbed individual broke in and decapitated two mummies, one of the nuns and the aforementioned Crusader, and actually stole the head of the Crusader.
Crikey. And as you said, there were just the bodies that people could see. How many are in the crypt then underneath?
So there is estimated about 80 mummies. Now, in addition to mummies, I mean, there's more than kind of one crypt under there, and each crypt has various alcoves coming off it. Other famous inmates or neighbours in there would be the Shears brothers, who were two lawyers that were executed. They were United Irishmen, and they were executed in the 1798 rebellion. And their remains still in coffin and not open or visible, or the coffins were visible to the public, but the remains are inside. I have no idea whether they've been damaged too. It seems at the moment that the Garda Forensics are still in there, and I believe that the National Museum of Ireland are attempting to see what can be salvaged. But
yeah,
from what people are saying, there's up to 30 centimetres of water, and it's such a pristine and unique environment that it doesn't seem like there's going to be very much left.
Well, hopefully, we'll hope for the best that perhaps the damage isn't quite as bad as it initially seems. Rob, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Rob Buchanan. He runs the Dublin Time Machine history blog.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.